This is WSGW. This is your morning team show. Dave, Pat, Charlie, you. Show sponsored by Sound Asleep Lab, locations of Saginaw, Bay City, Middle Mount Pleasant. If you think you have a sleep disorder, get it treated by the folks at Sound Asleep Lab, the professionals. Your two board-certified sleep physicians or three nurse practitioners. Discover soundasleeplab.com. Sound Asleep Lab is your morning team show sponsor, and again, soundasleeplab.com. We thank you for joining on a Monday with WSGW's broadcast happening on 100.5 and 790 with Siri and Alexa and Yes through WSGW.com. That's sponsored by Midland Furniture Garage, MidlandFurnitureGarage.com. All season long, on a Monday following the NFL Sunday action featuring our Detroit Lions, been wanting to play this song, I thought, you know, we're going to play it after a Lions victory. And I thought, not that we're going to be playing it the majority of time, but we'd be playing it several times this season. Well, we finally have a chance to play it. And though I say it was a victory, just as you think the Lions would get a victory, blowing a double-digit lead, looking like it was going to fall apart in the last couple of minutes of the game. But, wow, with no timeouts.
Yeah, no, it was a great drive.
It was a really
good drive.
A really great drive ending on that last play. Touchdown, and Jared Goff actually getting cheers. Why not? He threw three touchdown passes and an interception, but all in all, played a pretty solid game. The entire team, pretty good against... It was a Vikings team that...
A lot of injuries on their side, too, just like the Lions.
Yeah. But you got to play the game.
Oh, yeah, you got to play the game. Yeah. Although I'm hearing a lot of Vikings fans, they want their head coach fired and all that after this game. So.
Quite sure. You lose to the Lions.
Eh? Yeah, right.
How can you lose to the Lions?
A couple nice catches for the Lions in the end zone for touchdowns.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever his name is.
Oh, Hockenson?
Hockenson,
yeah. T.J. Hockenson, yeah. Tight end, yeah. The entire game, it was a pretty well-played game.
Yeah, it was, but as usual, they sort of, kind of collapsed there a little bit in the end. That's why everybody was getting the whole, oh boy, here you go again.
Yep.
But hey, you know what, you got to give them credit where credit is due. That was and Jared Goff actually, for the most part, played a pretty good game through a bad interception, but... That drive, I mean, thank you, Minnesota, for going into prevent. I guess that was good.
Lions fans have seen that.
Oh, yes, many times. So that was great. That was great. And, hey, the Lions did a good job. The other thing was that they were getting out of bounds, too, for most of those catches. So they were doing exactly what they were supposed to do.
And their field goals and the point after, all good.
Yeah, well, young Riley man. Patterson.
He got his first NFL field goal.
Yeah, that was nice. Yeah. And stepping up, some players had too, because you're missing some key guys. I mean, DeAndre Swift missing on the offense. Trey Flowers missing on the defense, and among others. But those are two noted names.
Do we know where Patterson came from? From a particular college, or how did they acquire him?
He was signed off the practice squad.
Oh, okay.
And was it New England's practice squad?
I think it was New England's, New England's, yeah.
Mm-hmm. He had kicked in a game before and had a couple of extra points, but this was his first field goal.
Right.
Okay.
After the season-ending surgery to Austin Seibert that was announced over the weekend, so he's gone. And the Lions looking for some help at place kicker, and he looked pretty solid.
He went to Memphis, Dave, if you're wondering.
Oh, okay.
Well, we're glad he was in the game yesterday.
Yeah.
That's one of the things the Vikings lacked.
Right, yes.
Because they kept going for two
going
and missing.
For two.
Yeah, so. Right.
Right. Well, that was, just an exciting ending, too. Just the way. That's something that Dan Campbell will always remember, his first win and how it happened.
Yeah.
So,
let's hope there's a couple of more this season so it doesn't turn into a one-win campaign.
One win, one tie.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Won't be easy. You still have some tough games ahead. But this was supposed to be a tough game. I think the Lions were, 7-point dogs, I think?
Right.
Which is understandable.
Campbell said he was giving the game ball to the community of Oxford, and the game was dedicated to Oxford. And I'm sure we'll be talking more about U of M at some point and what happened with that game.
Yeah, in fact, we can transition to that right now. Okay. I mean, if anything might have overshadowed a little bit of what the Lions did, it's the fact that Michigan had that impressive win in the Big Ten championship game.
Yeah.
And, of course, now the college football playoffs are going on. I wasn't surprised Michigan would win, but two straight weeks of dominating performances.
Right, right. There were a lot of, I think, Michigan fans, but also some of the punditry out there who thought that maybe they would have a letdown after that, you know, that emotional win against Ohio State. But no, they did not.
No.
They did not at all. I mean, they came out, scored. There was two big touchdowns, and that was pretty much the game there in the first quarter. There was no way Iowa's offense was going to be able to keep up with them.
Speaking of emotion, if you can catch MLive on Facebook, they had a post-game interview with Harbaugh, and he was just dripping with emotion, and he seemed very sincere talking about how they were dedicating this to Oxford and memory of Tate Mear, the high school football player who tried to stop the shooter. And in Harbaugh, he said he looked up at the scoreboard and was shocked when he saw the final score was 42. He said he wasn't necessarily going for that. He looked up and the score was 42, which was a number that Muir played and wore in high school.
Yeah.
It got good coverage, too, I know, on Fox. They had a pretty impressive after midnight continuation.
Yeah. Yes, they did.
As we had on your radio broadcast, we had plenty of post-game celebratory coverage for you as well, beyond the game itself.
Right, yeah. Oh, and then the Big Ten Network went on until, I think, about 2 o'clock in the morning. So they were interviewing all kinds of people, too. So, but no, that was also touching that the family of Muir's family was also there for. They were honorary captains.
Oh, yeah.
And so that was, pretty remarkable.
So now we go on to the college football playoff. And for anyone who thought that Michigan had a chance of being number one.
Nobody did.
After Alabama won, didn't matter what Michigan did.
Right.
Didn't matter. Alabama was, that's what they wanted, Alabama to win so they could be proclaimed as number one.
Number one, right.
Yeah, I feel sorry for Cincinnati. An undefeated team, pretty much relegated.
Yeah.
You know, I would put a case for them to be number one just because they're undefeated. Yeah. I know the competition level and things like that, but still, they went through a campaign 12-0. It's not easy to do, as both Alabama and Michigan proved. You can lose to an opponent. Bama lost to the unranked A&M, Texas A&M.
Yep.
At least we lost to a top 10 team, Michigan State.
Right. Right, and Bama also almost lost the week before to Auburn.
Auburn, yeah.
Everybody forgets about that.
The quadruple overtime.
Right. So I will say this. I think the matchup is good for Michigan, though, to take on Georgia. I think they can I see that Georgia is a 9-point favorite going into this game.
Really?
9 points.
Really?
I just think it's the whole way Vegas looks at the SEC. But I don't know. I wouldn't want to play this Michigan team right now. I really wouldn't want to play them at all. I wouldn't.
Yeah. I just wish the game was next week.
I do, too. Yeah, no.
I just hate these pauses because those sometimes just throws a fly in the old game plan ointment.
It's much better, though, than what it used to be. You think about that. The Ohio State game. Well, always the last games of the year were always in like November 20th or whatever. And then they'd have to wait 6 weeks. Now it's just a few weeks here. Just 3 weeks.
Yeah, now if they get past Georgia, Alabama's waiting in the wings.
Right, but that's what I'm saying, is that this is the same Bama team who lost to an unranked team and then almost lost to Auburn? I mean, they took a dramatic drive at the end for them to even win that game, or to tie that game.
Well, to beat Georgia wasn't no easy feat.
No, I mean, I have to say.
Was Georgia overrated?
Ooh, okay.
They didn't beat a ranked team this year.
Well, maybe they had the inside. It's all based on their schedule.
Sometimes you got to look at everything that happened.
Okay.
It was fun, though. It was fun. And as a Michigan broadcast affiliate, we certainly had fun bringing the action to you all season long, and we'll look forward to having the action for you.
Two more games.
Orange Bowl.
Yeah,
that's
two more
games.
Yeah,
that's
New Year's Eve. Yeah.
We're not thinking one more game.
Yeah, the New Year's Eve. So I was hoping maybe the game would be, they get the first game that would start around 4 o'clock, but it's okay.
Nope.
Yeah. 7:30 is okay.
We'll be celebrating New Year's Eve with Michigan football. So there you go. Big weekend as far as Michigan and, of course, the Lions. Wow.
Yeah.
That was nice. And, hey, quick congratulations, would you say, to the MAC. All three teams going bowling. That's nice to hear.
Yeah. Central Michigan also on December 31st. They take on Boise in the Arizona Bowl. So looking forward to that, 2 p.m.
Good luck to all the teams involved. Go Blue, we say already. It is 6:51 on the WSGW Monday Morning Team Show. Monday football fun for once.